This is The Takeaway, and I'm Femi OK.
I'm Todd Zwillick. T-A-K-E. Takeaway. Oh, never mind.
Where are your pom-poms? You look good in a short skirt.
Yeah.
Nice legs.
My sleeveless shirt. I was going to make everyone spell takeaway to rally some team spirit in here. Lord knows you could use it, Femi.
Go, go, Todd Zwillick.
Yeah. All right. So you've got it. You've got the team spirit. Well, so you might be asking, why all the team spirit? Well, it's the Super Bowl of college cheerleading. It's kicked off yesterday. It's the NCAA College Cheer and Dance Nationals. Every year, big cheerleading competition. Kate Turgovnik has written a new book. It gives us a look inside the world that most of us might not know anything about. Her book is called Cheer! Exclamation mark! Inside the Secret World of College Cheerleaders, and she joins us now. Kate, everybody knows a cheerleader. Everyone went to high school with at least a dozen
Absolutely.
Of them.
Absolutely.
With at least a dozen of them. What's in this book about cheerleaders that we don't already think we know?
Well, I think when you think of cheerleaders, you think of prissy, kind of dainty girls on the sidelines with their pom-poms, like you guys mentioned. But competitive college cheerleading is almost the exact opposite. These are tough, gritty athletes who are in a sport where there's constant injuries, and they're in competitions that are won by 0.02, 0.03 at nationals today. I'm sure we'll see it come down to that. And there's a real sort of thrill seeker vibe when you talk to college cheerleaders about what they do. They say, I live for competing. Cheerleading is like a drug. I'm addicted to cheerleading. And they sort of talk about it like they're talking about jumping out of airplanes or a motocross biker. It's almost an extreme sport at this point.
Okay, but a lot of all elite collegiate athletes are competitive, hyper competitive. And when you watch collegiate competitive cheerleading, there's no question that they are elite athletes, tumblers, acrobats, no question. But how are they different at all from other collegiate athletes? I don't see them necessarily different from hyper-competitive basketball players or swimmers or any other athletes like that.
Well, cheerleading is technically not a sport. It's considered an activity. So there's like a real sort of breakdown. It's almost like a split personality between what people think cheerleading is and what cheerleading actually is. And because of that, it's sort of developed into this extreme subculture where it's almost this world with these different rules that I think you don't see in other college sports.
All right. Did you learn anything aside from the subculture of cheerleading? Did you learn anything about the way cheerleading fits into our society? You mentioned in the introduction, why are we so interested in them? Why are we so interested in them? Is it because we all knew cheerleaders when we were young? What's their place in our society?
Yeah, I think they fit into this sort of high school taxonomy, and high school movies still talk to people very, very, very strongly, and television shows. And I think in some ways, as women, they sort of straddle that fault line between virgin and whore in this really interesting way when you look at them in pop culture.
All right. Now, I have to ask about you, because
yes.
In your book, you describe yourself as the girl who was smoking cigarettes across the park while the rest of the school was in the pep rally with the cheerleaders, worshiping the cheerleaders. So why the heck did you choose the cheerleaders as a subject to spend probably a year of your life on?
Oh, yeah. I followed these teams for a year and then spent a year writing the book. So basically what happened is I went to College Cheerleading Nationals, what's happening today, and started talking to cheerleaders and was hearing these sort of descriptions of injuries. Like, I got 2 concussions and I broke my arm and I've broken a few ribs and I knocked my jaw out of place, and was just really noticing that it was very different than what I expected. And I just really got pulled in by sort of the passion and sort of extremeness of these people.
Didn't think they had it in them, did you?
Yeah, I totally didn't. And now I do.
All right. Kate Turgovnik is the author of Cheer! Inside the Secret World of College Cheerleaders. She spent a year inside their secret world. You can read her book and learn a little bit about what makes a cheerleader tick. Kate, thanks.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.